Ultra Now Briefing, brought to you by Ultra Agent Industries Incorporated. This is an Ultra Now letter. I'm Lise Volding. To the waters of my earth, and to my earth. Today I woke up remembering, and remembering I woke up again. I remembered a dream of you, of the first time I felt your lilting touch when I swam in you. Your form curled a tender miracle around my body as I glided through your currents. I fully loved you then, my eyes truly seeing, true hearing. And I love you more, momently. I see. Then I remembered you today. Your liquid body shot through with death unleashed by blind and careless parasitic hands. Hands hungry only for the oil beneath your ancient surfaces. And the pathetic, false power posturing and preening of their ideologies and non-ideologies as they parade, often bigoted, bloated, self-absorbed ticks upon the contours of your ever-loving, curving surfaces. I see. I have loved you all these more than years. I have loved you enough to listen to your pain, to listen to your cries of rage, your cries of rage at being raped, each time a grasping spike was driven through your body. I have loved you enough to wake up. I have loved me enough to wake up. I have loved us enough to do my best. I see. My best has often not felt like enough. I have not been complicit in your suffering. But I have struggled often under the weighted blindness of those complicit and of those who violate in other ways, without regard and without remorse. And with each pulse of oil taken without our consent, from your body, which with each spike driven without our consent through your veins, with each cry I hear, you crying to thrive, you crying not to die, I know. I can no longer watch other beings go home, dumb it up, switch the channel, turn themselves off, turn themselves backwards to ideas of a past which never was. I see. Suffering, unnecessary suffering. Unnecessary suffering, knifed with fear and brought to us by a billion media outlets, often under layers of bigoted biases and misinformation, bigotly, biliously bundled up as something someone somewhere calls news. Suffering, unnecessary suffering, is breathing soul-starved, heart-starved, hungry in our faces. It's outside our homes, pleading for food money, pleading not to be food, waiting and dully waiting in dulling security lines at airports, shoes off, hunting for hidden box cutters, fleeing across borders, crying because borders made to reflect other beings' false ideas of power have enchained them. Weeping in oceans and forests and pastures and farms, in condos and trailer parks and mansions and shacks. Shredding its way through fear-dumbed apathy to clutch the breast of our sleeping fantasy of picket fences and golden retrievers and whatever our sleeping has been, saying, please, see me, please, stand for me, please, stand not just for me, but for the true of you. I see. Several years ago, I chose to wake up to the true beneath what felt to me like someone else's sleep, including someone else's idea of what true and what true should be. As I've chosen it to wake up to the true, every moment for more moments than many have imagined moments to be, I chose and choose to be accountable to me, and to more fangedly respect the dignity and respect all beings deserve, with another level of true wisdom, what I call fierce grace, and what I call ferocious compassion, which is selective. It is not deaf, dumb, blind compassion. It is ferocious, selective compassion. Truly balanced with true wise fistfuls of true tough love and strong soft firmness, which is both gentle, loving, infinitely always loving, as underneath it everything always is, and so very, very fierce, true-wise fierce. I see. Several years ago, I wrote in a thought leadership piece that I choose to believe, even in the stark, aching face of ugly, bigoted, bullying cowards, relentless bullying, blundering attempts to cowardly bully Earth and various beings of Earth to catastrophe. I choose to believe, I said, I choose to believe in the grace of our beings and the grace of the dreams we dream. And I said that I more than believed that I, that we, will awaken the suns, the exquisite solar suns, the stars, the suns, the suns, the stars that lie sleeping inside us, so that we may love you and ourselves true, truly. And I say, with infinite love which sings infinitely in everything today, I have, we have. True hope is a certainty, and in my so much more than infinite heart, I stand more fully. I take your hand, and I pull you forward with me to the full flowing blooming of what I, infinitely loving, call our true heavenly. Thank you for listening. Ride right.